To learn more about ransomware, we now turn to Dan Lohrman. He's the Chief Strategist and Security Officer at Security Mentor, a Michigan company that specializes in cybersecurity. He's also a former Chief Security Officer for Michigan's state government. Mr. Lohrman, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It's great to be on.
First, how often is this kind of thing that we're dealing with here in Mecklenburg County government right now happening?
Sadly, it's happening a lot. The FBI estimated in 2016 it was probably about $1 billion in ransoms that were paid, and people are thinking maybe double that this year.
And do the victims of these attacks usually pay up?
You know, it varies. I think in the U.S., the answer is yes. You know, quite frankly, it's like two-thirds of the people pay. And, you know, in other parts of the world, maybe less than 50%. But I think that's one of the reasons why the U.S. gets maybe hit more than other parts of the world. But, yeah, oftentimes it's the path of least resistance. You know, the FBI and police usually say don't pay it because there's no guarantee, you know, you're rewarding the criminals. I will tell you that a lot of other cities and a lot of other counties have paid the ransom. I have a list here in front of me of, you know, 10 just in the last year, and there's a lot more than that. But, I mean, Licking County, Ohio, the Texas Police Department, Montgomery, Alabama, $37,000 they paid. Indiana, Madison County, Bingham County, Idaho, Carroll County, Arkansas, counties that have paid ransoms. So there's plenty of precedent for paying. Mm-hmm. And there's also, you know, a lot that don't pay.
And are local governments any more vulnerable to this kind of incident?
Certainly, I think the numbers show that government is near the top of the list of where. And one of the other things we have to keep in mind, Mark, is that not everyone reports these things. So governments tend to be, you know, everything's FOIAble, Freedom of Information Act, and those kinds of things. So we know about it a lot more. It's a lot more. When a small company maybe gets hit or a small business, maybe even individuals, they may not report it. They may just pay and move on.
So other than, you know, worker education, I guess, awareness about links and email attachments and the risk of those, what more can be done, you know, physically or with the computer systems? What needs to happen next to try to cut down on this?
The number one thing everyone needs to hear, backups, is not just people say, well, I have a backup. You know, good backups on all the critical data. Many governments fall for a challenge where they back up some servers, but maybe not all of them, maybe not the critical ones, maybe not all the data most recently, or they do a backup maybe 6 months ago or 3 months ago, but not from the data from the last, you know, week or the last month. So regular backups that are tested and building a process where you, you know, regularly have a business continuity plan so you can quickly recover from if an incident does happen. I think another example, I mean, there's some really great websites people can go to. One that's out there that's supported by a lot of the big security companies is called No More Ransomware. All one word, nomoreransomware.org. It walks people through if they do get an infection, how they can maybe, a lot of these are easily de-encrypted on your own without, you know, working with the hacker to pay them money.
Dan Lohrman, Chief Strategist and Chief Security Officer at Security Mentor Incorporated. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.